Peace be with you all.
下午我们继续来查考神所赐给我们的三种福气。
And this afternoon we continue the topic of the three blessings of the Lord.
早上我们讲过了，第一点，神赐给我们物质的福气。
In the morning we talked about the first point, which God has given us materialistic things.
帮助我们建立我们的房屋。
And these things, these blessings that He's given us, lets us establish our house and our homes.
我们的事业。
And our businesses.
让我们有饭可以吃。
So that we may have our daily bread.
所以我们能够赚到什么，都是神所赏赐的。
So whatever that we can make, it's all given and given by the blessings of the Lord.
但是光有这种福气还不够。
But today, if we only have that kind of blessings, it's not enough.
如果事业很成功。
If today you're very successful with your business.
财富很多。
And you do make a lot of money and wealth.
如果晚上睡不着。
And if at night you cannot sleep.
这也是很痛苦。
This indeed is very such a pity and sorrow.
神也会赐给跟他亲近的人另外一种福气，就是让他安然睡觉。
And therefore, God will grant those who come draw close to Him a blessing, which is that they may sleep peacefully.
这是精神上、属灵上的平安。
And this is the kind of peace that you receive mentally.
是钱买不到的。
And it's something that you cannot buy with money.
那么第三种神会赐给我们的福气是什么呢？
Then what is the third blessing that God will grant us?
这是家庭的福气。
And that is the blessing of a family.
我们请看诗篇127篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalms 127.
我们请看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
诗篇127篇第三节到第五节。
Psalms 127 verse 3 to 5. Sons are heritage from the Lord. Children a reward from Him. Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. 5. Blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they count it with their enemies in the gate.
第三到第五节是讲到有关于儿女的问题。
And verse 3 to 5, it talks about your children.
这里圣经用两个字来形容神给我们的儿女。
Here the Bible uses two words to describe these children that God has granted us.
第三节的最后一句，这里说所怀的胎是他所想事的。
And the last part, verse 3, is the children that you have is children a reward from Him.
什么叫做想事呢？
What is a reward?
想事是送给你的。
A reward is something that is freely given to you.
是个礼物。
And it's a present.
为什么说所怀的胎是神所赐的礼物呢？
Why is it that when we say that your child is actually a reward that God has given you?
因为基本上一个人长大了就要结婚。
Because once a person grows old, they need to get married.
夫妻结合。
And when husbands and wives unite as one.
生出下一代。
And they have offspring.
这个看起来好像很正常的事情。
This seems as if something is very normal.
只要身体健康。
As long as you're healthy.
结婚之后一两年，自然就生小孩子了。
And after 1 or 2 years, you'll eventually have children.
所以这个是神送给我们的。
And therefore, this is a reward, a gift given by God.
但是现在因为环境已经不一样了。
But now, because our environment is very different.
现在环境的污染越来越严重。
And the pollution around us in our environment is very severe.
现代人的压力越来越大。
And the pressure that men have nowadays is getting greater.
所以按据统计告诉我们。
And therefore, from statistics, it tells us.
差不多大概在社会里面，差不多有 15% 的夫妻是不能生育的。
And about 15% of couples, they are not able to have children.
所以生育虽然是看起来那么自然的事。
And therefore, it seems almost so easy to give birth to a child.
但是这个也是神给的。
But this is actually something, a blessing from the Lord.
在旧约里面，我们知道亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, we know Abraham.
他很想要一个儿子。
He really wanted a son.
但是他等了很久都没有。
But he waited for a very long period of time, but he did not receive one.
他快要断绝希望的时候。
At a point when he almost has given up hope.
神就给他显现。
God revealed himself.
给他答应。
And has allowed him and promised him.
这里年老的时候要生一个儿子。
promise him that when you're old, you will have a son.
我们请看创世纪第十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
啊，十七章第十七节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 17.
啊，创世纪第十七章第十七节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. 17. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at age of 90?"
神跟亚伯拉罕显现来答应他生孩子后，已经亚伯拉罕已经快100岁了。
At the time when God revealed Himself and promised Abraham and said to him that he will have a son.
他的太太已经90岁了。
And Abraham was already 100 years old, and his wife was about 90.
他的太太按照圣经的记载啊，月经已经断绝了。
And Sarah had already faced menopause at this time.
在创世纪第十八章十一节，我们来看。
And that's recorded in Genesis chapter 18,
verse 11.
Verse 11.
十八章十一节。
And chapter 18, verse 11, Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing.
啊，我们医学上我们都知道这个常识，一个女人到更年期的不可能再生育。
And in medical terms, we understand that once a woman faces menopause, they will no longer be able to have children anymore.
对亚伯拉罕和他太太撒拉来说，他们已经绝望了。
And to this, Sarah and Abraham, this means that they already given up all hope of having a child.
但是神有办法成就最难的事情。
But God is able to fulfill something that is so difficult to complete.
对，在讲完那一段话之后，一年之后。他们就生了一个应许的儿子，就是以撒。
And right after he said this, a year later, Sarah gave birth to a child, which is Isaac.
所以这个生育也是神所赏赐的。
And therefore, childbearing, the ability to have children is also a blessing from God.
当然，生不生下一代是一个个人的决定。
Of course, it's your own decision to make. Either you want or you do not want to have children.
但是圣经说，既然孩子这个所怀的胎是神所赏赐的。
And since the Bible it tells us because having children is a reward from God.
如果神给我们礼物，我们也不要拒绝。
And today God gives us this reward, this gift, we should not refuse it.
如果没有，也不要强求。
And if you do not have this gift, then you don't have to force yourself.
有一个见证是这样子。
There's this testimony that goes like this.
有个姐妹啊，跟那个弟兄结婚了好多年都没有孩子。
There was a sister married to a brother for many years and they didn't have children.
到了三十几岁了。
When they were around 30 something years old.
祷告了很久。
And they prayed for a very long period of time.
也没有怀孕。
And she was not even pregnant.
其实啊，真的能够怀孕是神所给的。
And indeed, because able to have children is a gift from God.
到后来，每个人都问她什么时候生啊？什么时候生啊？
Until the end, everyone kept on asking her, "When will you have a child? When will you have a child?"
她都很不好意思，又很伤心啊。
She felt really sad at heart.
她绝望了，想说算了，祷告那么久，大概没有了。
And she really gave up, and she thought that praying for such a long time, but there's no outcome.
结果过了一段时间了。
And after a short period of time,
开始怀孕了。
And she was pregnant.
生一个女儿出来。
And she gave birth to a daughter.
她想说，哇，那么老才生一个，应该够了，也不用结扎了，大概也不会那么容易有第二个。
And she thought to herself, I'm very old already. I don't have to worry about having another child because I'm too old.
结果隔年又来一个。
But without her knowing, next year she gave birth to another child.
所以啊，神要给的话，她也感谢领受。
And indeed, if God was willing to give this gift, she happily accepted.
如果没有，也不要强求。
And if today you do not have this gift, then you should not force yourself for it.
这个就是神给人的礼物。
And all these are gifts given by God.
但是呢，我们来看第二个形容词。
Let's look at the second description.
诗篇127篇的第三节。
Psalms chapter 127, verse 3.
第三节啊，这里说儿女。是神所赐的产业。
In verse 3, it says sons are heritage from the Lord.
产业跟礼物就不一样了。
Heritage is very different from a reward.
礼物送给你，你不需要劳动，不需要做什么，就送给你了。
To have this kind of inheritance from the Lord, it's very different from having a gift from the Lord. A gift, you don't have to do anything.
那产业呢，就是好像一盆生意。一个事业是要经营的。
What about your inheritance? All these things, it might be land, it might be a business that you have to go and handle.
有一句话叫做创业难，守业就更艰难。
There's a saying that goes that it's very hard to start a business, but it's even harder to keep a business going.
尤其是现在的商业社会竞争非常的大。
Especially for business nowadays, there's many competitions.
可能父亲很艰难把这个生意建立起来了。
There might be the father that has tried and strived very hard to establish this business.
第二代可能要很艰辛的把它保留下来。
But it might be even harder and for the second generation to keep this business still running.
如果不认真经营的话，可能第三代就被淘汰了，就不存在了。
And if they do not try hard and strive hard to keep the business going, then maybe until the third generation, the business will already be gone.
我们人都花很多时间来经营我们的事业。
As men, we spend a lot of time to try to handle our business.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们最重要的事业，最重要的产业，就是我们的儿女。
But the Bible tells us the most important business that you have is your children.
为什么要经营我们儿女呢？
Why do we need to take care of our children?
有几个原因。
There are a few reasons.
第一点呢？
The first point.
如果我们儿女不乖。
Because if our children misbehave.
就算我们的事业非常的成功
And although our businesses in this world might be very successful
只会带给我们更大的麻烦
It will only bring us even more troubles in the end
圣经那个报纸上常常有那种儿女在父母死了之后来争产的问题
The newspaper often reports of children fighting over the inheritance of the parents after they die
父母还没有死就在为了遗嘱的问题来吵得很热
Or not even theparents even have died yet, they fight over who's going to have what after their parents die.
死了之后，兄弟姐妹就反目来闹上法庭。
And after when their parent actually dies, brothers and sisters sue one another in courts in order to receive the inheritance that they think they should get.
这样有什么用呢？
And what is the point of this?
第二点呢？
The second point.
事业如果做得不好，
And if business is not managed well,
没有钱赚。
You don't have money,
甚至亏本。
Or if you even pay, you end up owing a lot of money.
常常都可以再来一次。
There are many things that these things you can all start again.
但是儿女就不一样了。
But it's very different for children.
我们不可以说这个儿女没有管好，没有带好，再换一个。
You can't say I did not brought up my children right. It's okay, I'll just start and get myself another one.
不可以像事业一样重新再来。
You can't start all over again with just like business.
再来
Next.
在我们老了之后。
When we're old.
当我们一踏进退休那一天开始。
From the day we step into retirement.
我们过去的什么的成就对别人来说已经意义不是很大。
Whatever accomplishments that you've achieved in the past, it's nothing to other people.
我去过一间非常高级的老人院。
I went to a very high class, very nice senior home.
五星级的。
It's five stars.
里面比旅馆还漂亮。
It's even much prettier and much luxurious than a hotel.
里面住的都是达官贵人。
And the people that live in there, they're all very wealthy people.
都很有钱、很成功的人才有办法住得进去的。
And the people, the seniors that can live in the senior home, they must be very successful and rich.
里面的老人很孤单
But the seniors that live in there, they're very lonely.
所以当我们老的时候过去的那些同事下属拥戴我们的人不会常常来看我们。
And when we're old, and the people that help you with your business or the workers that used to work for you, they will not come and visit you often.
只有我们的下一代，我们的亲戚，我们的族内的才会来关心我们。
Only maybe brothers and sisters from the church or our next generations may come to visit you.
所以圣经才提醒我们要经营我们的儿女。
Therefore, the Bible reminds us that we must take care.Of our children.
但是这个经营不只是给他们饭吃，给他们读书。
Taking care of them is not only giving them food to eat or to let them just study.
最重要的是给他们神的观念在他们的里面。
What is most important is that we must give them the concept of God.
既然是神所给我们的产业。
Since this is an inheritance given by God.
其实我们知道产业都是一代传一代。
As we know, inheritance are passed down generations to generations.
其实我们对我们的儿女只有经营权而已。
And for our children, we only have the responsibilities to take care of them.
真的没有拥有权，因为这个从神来的。
We do not have the ownership of our children.
神把他的产业托给我们管几十年而已。
Because it belongs to God, God only granted us so that we may take care of it and manage it for a couple of years.
那么儿女的成长啊，从可以说成型之前，那段时间是最重要的。
And the growth of our children, before they're adults, this period of time is most crucial.
可以说啊，是从一到第十二岁。
From age 1 to 12, it's most crucial.
小的时候啊。
When this is considered when they're still young.
把他神的观念、道德的观念灌输他们心中。
To fill within their hearts with all the concepts and knowledge of God.
我们看128篇的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 128, verse 3.
128篇第三节下半句这里讲。
And Psalms 128 verse 3 in the second part tells us,
儿女啊，围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子，摘子就是很小的时候，还很嫩的时候，还可以给他一个塑造一个成型。
Here it says, your sons will be like olive shoots. Shoots are actually still very young, and therefore it's a time when you can still form them.
很可惜啊，有一些家长，礼拜六安息日，礼拜五，哇，很多音乐班啊，中文班啊，没有办法带他们来教会。
And it's indeed something that is a regret for maybe some parents that they're not able to bring their children on Friday nights because they have many kinds of tutors.
在十二岁之前，他们还会跟我们的时候，如果没有带他来，十二岁之后要逼他来都没办法了。
Before they're 12, at the age when they're still willing to follow you to places, after that age and you want them to come, they will no longer listen to you.
第二段时间就是十二到十八岁成年之前。
And the next period of time is age 12 to age 18 before they become adults.
他们的成长，他们的独立，他们对家庭，他们对社会的观念。
And all this concept of maturity and then to family and to society and their growth.
如果在这个时候没有办法给他神的带领的话，很容易迷失在社会当中。
And within this period of time, from age 12 to 18, you do not get a lot.Them to have the guidance of the Lord, they will be lost in society.
我看到英国广播公司啊，一个统计数字。
I see a statistics given by BBC.
是在英国的青少年，从十六到二十四岁的青少年当中做了一个问卷的调查。
十六到二十四。
BBC 哈，那个 statistic。
十六到二十四。
十六到二十四岁。
So from age 16 to age 24, they made the statistics.
他们说啊，三分之一的青少年呢，在十六岁之前呢，就已经跟别人发生了性关系了。
And these children, these youths, one third of them had already had sexual relationships already.
43% 的青少年呢，有超过五个的性伴侣。
And 43% of them have already have more than five sexual
partners. 57% 的这个段青少年呢。有个一夜情啊。
And 57% of these youths, they already have one night stands.
非常的淫乱。
This indeed is very full of chaos.
在社会看来已经被接受了。
And to society, something like this is already widely accepted.
但是在神的眼中啊，这是非常大的罪。
But to God and in the eyes of God, this indeed is a great sin.
所以如果一个青少年没有在神的道理当中扎根啊。
And so if a youth has not been rooted in the truth of the Lord,
这样啊，他一定会迷失的。
Then they will really be lost in the society.
不要把带小孩子来聚会啊，参加宗教教育啊，觉得说是浪费时间。
And so therefore, do not think that bringing your children to church for service or attending RE education is a waste of time.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
那么我们看回来诗篇127篇。
Let's look back to Psalms chapter 127.
我们来看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
为什么要培养我们的儿女呢？
Why do we need to,
to cultivate our next generation?
Cultivate our children.
第五节说，见带充满的人啊，便为有福啊。
It says, blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
第四节这里说，少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
And we look to verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are sons born in one's youth.
我们的儿女下一代啊，就像手中的剑。
Our children of the next generation, they're just like arrows.
我们教会的小孩子，教会的青少年，就是教会手中的剑。
And all these youth of the next generation from our church are just like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
什么叫做箭呢？
What is the arrow?
你达不到对方。
If you cannot reach to another person,
距离很远。
The distance is very far.
你自己跑不去。
You're not able to go there yourself.
但是这个箭可以帮你去那边。
But this arrow can get to that place for you.
所以有一些东西，有一些目标，有一些志向，我们这一代没有办法达到的。
Therefore, there are many things that maybe this generation we're not able to achieve.
我们都会留给下一代。
We will leave that to the next generation.
所以很多啊，父母当不到医生了，就拼命说孩子，你一定要读医生呢。
And therefore, there are some parents who wasn't able to be a doctor. Therefore, they tell their children, "You have to be a doctor."
但是其实圣经并不是这个意思。
But actually, the Bible does not mean it as in that perspective.
孩子有自己的发展的志向。
Children have their own decision to say what they want to do.
但是这个箭呢，是特别代表属灵上的，神要我们做什么。
But this arrow represents and spiritually what God wants us to do.
像神把我们带来加拿大。
For example, God has brought us to Canada.
把真教会建立在这里。
And established a true church here.
把福音传出去。
And to be able to preach the gospel.
但是我们第一代来的移民可能英文不是很好啊。
And for the first generation that's here in Vancouver, their English might not be as good.
没关系，神把到我们带来，把会堂建立了。
But they do not worry because God has established this church and has brought them here.
那么下一代在这边长大，又会中文，又会英文。
And the next generation that grows up in Vancouver, they know Chinese and they also know English.
虽然我们做不到的，神可以透过我们的儿女为神来做工。
And there are many things that we may not be able to achieve, but through our children, our children can finish the work.
所以我们更要好好的为主培养我们的下一代。
And therefore, we need to strive even harder to cultivate our next generation.
那么我们怎么样来培养我们的下一代呢？
But how is it that we can cultivate our next generation?
或者是怎么样来培养一个幸福美满的婚姻家庭呢？
And how can we manage and try to have a very wonderful marriage?
诗篇128篇呢，给我们一些提示。
And Psalms chapter 128, there it gives us some hints.
第一点呢，就是我们自己要把道理行出来。
The first hint is that we must first act out the truth.
我们请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
诗篇128篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 128, verse 1.Blessed are all those who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways.
这里说凡敬畏神的人，遵行他道的，便为有福。
Here it tells us, blessed those who fear the Lord and we walk, and those that walk in His ways.
行出来才有福。
Only you will be blessed when you walk in His ways.
讲出来还不够。
It's not enough, nearly enough, just to speak of the truth.
听很多也不够。
It's not enough for you just to listen to a lot of the truth.
行出来。
Only when you act it out.
最好的教育方法就是用榜样来身段来教他们。
The best way of education is to be a role model.
怎么来学习诚实呢？
How do they learn to be truthful?
有一个小孩子这样讲。
A child said this.
他小时候妈妈带他去买东西啊。
When he was young, his mother brought him to buy things.
偶尔那个售货员呢都会多找一些钱。
And sometimes, the cashier would give them more money than they should.
那个妈妈发觉钱多了，找回来了。
When the mom saw that the money that they have given her is too much.
可能只是几块。
It might be just a few dollars.
有时候可能比较多，十几二十块。
Sometimes it might be more, $10 or $20.
这个妈妈都会跟那个 cashier 说：“哎，你多收了钱啊，你赶快要收回去。
”But the mom will always tell the cashier that you've given me too much money, and you should take this back.
小小的眼睛就在看父母的榜样。
And all these little eyes of the children are looking at the parents as their role model.
所以一个行动啊，胜过一万句的啰嗦。
And therefore, one particular action that parents might have done will surpass all the nagging.
尤其是我们对神的态度。
Especially the perspective and the attitude we have for God.
父母都孩子都看在眼里面。
Everything the children see in their eyes.
第二点呢，怎么样来培养我们的儿女呢？
And the second point, how do we cultivate our children?
我们看第三节啊。
Let's look at verse 3.
这里说，你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
It says your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
这里说我们家里啊要结果结很多。
Here it tells us within our household we need to be fruitful.
我们去到草莓园啊、葡萄园采果子，会很高兴。
When we go into strawberry patches, we'll be very happy.
给我们一个篮子，我们就可以把那个果子采，把它填满。
And if they give us a basket, we'll try to fill up the whole basket with lots of berries.
果子越多，你就越高兴，想留久一点，把它塞满一点。
The more fruits there are in these patches, the more happy you would be. You would want to fill it all up.
如果去到一个园子里面没有果子的，你就留不久，就很快就会走了。
And if you go into one of these gardens that does not have a lot of fruits, then you would not want to stay for a long period of time. You would want to leave.
同样的道理。
And with the same kind of teaching.
一个家庭里面呢，应该要充满属灵的果子。
And within a household, it needs to be filled with fruits.
我去东部的时候啊，有一个姐妹跟我讲。
When I went to the East Coast, a sister told me this.
她说我先生，哎呀，我真的很头痛。
And she told me that my husband really gives me a big headache.
常常啊，很晚才回家。
He often returns home very late.
都喜欢跟朋友喝酒。
He likes to go out and to have a few drinks with his friends.
对家里啊，好像不想回来的样子。
And he seems almost as if he doesn't want to return home.
那么听一遍啊，当然是觉得先生很不对了。
If I hear it for the first time, I would think it's the husband's fault.
那么找先生聊一聊。
And I went and talked to the husband.
那个先生要讲另外一方面的故事了。
And the husband gave another side of the story.
他说：“你知道我为什么不想回家吗？”
And he said, "Do you want to know why I don't want to go home?"
我每天回到家，我太太就开始啰嗦了。
Every single day when I return home, my wife would start nagging.
这样也不行，那也不行哦，我很烦。
Nagging this and that, why I can't do this and that, and I felt really frustrated.
哇，我当然不想听啊。
Of course, I don't want to listen to any of this.
跟我朋友喝酒不是很高兴吗？
Isn't it better if I go out and have a few drinks with my friends?
当然这种问题啊，双方边都要检讨。
Of course, when a problem like this arises, both sides have to re-examine.
但是为什么先生有时候不喜欢回家？
Why is it that sometimes the husband does not want to return home?
太太不喜欢在家里。
And why is it that the wife does not want to stay at home?
或是儿女不喜欢回家。
Or children don't like returning home.
你看每个礼拜六、礼拜五晚上，多少青年流连在那个 mall 里面呢？
And you can see, maybe Friday or Saturday, how many youth love to hang just around in the mall.
店都关了。街要冷，为什么不回家呢？
Or they wander around the streets even when it's cold at night. All the stores are closed.
其实很简单一个道理。
Why say they don't want to return home?
在家
There's a very simple teaching.
在家里面得不到果子。
Because they cannot receive this fruit from their homes.
家里面得不到满足。
They cannot receive this satisfaction from their home.
家里面得不到爱。
They can't receive this love.
得不到他们所需要的东西。
They cannot receive what they want.
他们就会往外发展了。
And if they cannot receive all this, then they will try to look for this outside their homes.
就像你回到家里冰箱没有东西，你就会在外面找东西吃了。
It's just like when you return home and there's nothing to eat in the fridge, you'll try to eat something else.
如果家里东西很多，你自然不想到处跑。
And if there are many things within the home, then you won't want to go anywhere else.
所以圣经提醒我们。
Therefore, the Bible reminds us.
我们的家，我们的婚姻，我们的儿女，一个非常好的家，要很多的果子才可以彼此的吸引。
In order to attract our children and our marriage and in our family, we need to have a lot of fruit.
什么的果子呢？
What kind of fruit?
我们请看加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. 23. Gentleness and self-control. Against such things there are no law.
这里啊，保罗告诉我们圣灵的果子是什么。
Here Paul tells us what are the fruits of the Spirit.
如果家里有这九种果子的话。
And the house has all these nine fruits.
夫妻之间有这九种果子的话。
And between husbands and wives, we all have this fruit.
教会里面有这九种果子的话。
And within the church, we have this fruit.
很多果子啊，自然会想逗留在里面。
Then a lot of people would want to stay within this place.
所以啊，我们要求主帮助我们结出圣灵的果子。
And therefore, we need to ask the help of the Lord so that we may be fruitful.
我们种树的人都期待收果子啊。
All people who plant trees want to have fruits in the end.
有一位信徒啊，送了我一只啊无花果树的枝子。
And a believer has given me as a gift a fig tree.
我这辈子啊从来没有种过树。
And in my whole entire life, I have never planted a tree.
我也不晓得怎么种。
And I don't even know how.
我也没有什么园子，一点点地方而已，也没有什么位置。
I don't really even have a garden, it's just some soil.
我是汤后说，挖下去没有几寸土就变水泥了。
Because I live in a townhouse, the ground is very shallow, not much soil.
但是既然是信徒的好意送给我，我就试试看插下去吧。
And since because this is out of the good heart of this believer, of this member, and therefore I just planted that fruit tree.
结果太太就问我。
And then my wife asked me,
明年有没有果子可以吃啊？
Do you think next year we'll have fruit to eat?
不晓得，又问问送给我。送给我那个专家，那个无花果树，那一年都有果子，这最快最好。
And I truly hope that I will have this fig to eat next year.
种下去就希望得果子。
And the moment you plant this tree down, you will hope that they will bear fruit.
神把我们种了很久了。
God has planted us for a very long time.
神也在等果子，等到肚子很饿。
Our God is also waiting for this fruit, and He's growing hungry.
我们可能家人也等我们的果子，等得很饿了。
Maybe our family member have been waiting for this fruit, and they're also very hungry.
求主啊，帮助我们结出圣灵的果子。
And therefore, we ask the Lord to help us be fruitful.
我们改变了，家人自然也会改变了。
And once we change, then our family will change.
再来第三点呢，怎么样来培养我们的下一代呢？
And then the third point, how can we cultivate our next generation?
或者我们的家人，我们的婚姻呢？
Or our marriage or our family.
这需要时间。
Which is that we need time.
我们请看诗篇128篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 128.
第三节啊。
Verse 3.
诗篇128篇第三节。
Psalms chapter 128 verse 3.Verse
3,
your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
这里说啊，你的儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
Here it says, your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
我们知道橄榄树啊，长起来的时候那个很幼嫩啊，那个枝子都可以把它弯了，可以围住你。
And as we know, as for olive trees, when they grow, their branches are very soft. And when they're still young, their shoots, you can form them into different shapes.
这也是个比喻啊，就好像说，哇，你的儿女啊，在吃饭的时候围着你的桌子啊，很高兴，很温馨。
So, and therefore, this is just like this, your children, they surround you at the dinner table. It seems very warm.
一个家有爱啊，自然都想围在一起。
And if a family has love, people would want to gather together.
为什么那么多人喜欢打火锅？
Why is that many people like to eat hot pot?
冬天来了，我们明天是要打火锅。
And winter's coming, and tomorrow for Working Youth Fellowship, we have hot pot.
或者是另外一种叫围炉，客家人是不是有围炉，就围在一个火炉啊，来吃东西的。
And there's another kind which people gather around a fireplace.
为什么火锅那么好玩呢？
What is so fun about a hot pot?
那么你不可以到处跑啊，吃的时候。
It's because you can't run out to different places when you're eating.
围在一起而且吃啊。
You have to be gathered together and to eat together.
一边吃一边讲话。
And to talk together while you eat.
但是其实啊，现在的孩子啊，围在我们身边的时间已经越来越短了。
But as nowadays, the children's time, for them to gather around you is less and less.
因为现在孩子的长大越来越快，成熟越来越快。
Because children mature at an earlier age than before.
活动也越来越多。
And they have more activities.
飞机啊，留学啊，移民啊，都很方便。
And it's very easy to just get on a plane and to go abroad.
所以一家人可以真的围在一起吃饭啊，已经不容易的事情了。
And therefore, indeed, it's very hard to be able to gather the whole family and to have a meal.
我们现在最宝贵的就是时间。
What is most important now is our time.
但是很可惜啊，现在我们有时候吃饭啊，没有办法围在一起。
But indeed, it is such a something that's such a regret that nowadays we're not able to eat together and gather together.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
可能生活很忙，有时候你早回来，有时候他晚回来。
Maybe it's because our lives are very busy. Some days you might come home earlier and they might leave earlier.
但是最重要的就是可以说啊，电视是罪魁祸首啊。
But what I can say is the main main problem is television.
一边吃饭一边看电视。
And you just eat your dinner while watching TV.
这是大家的，很多人的习惯。
This is a habit of many people now.
记得以前我们也是这样。
I believe, I remember I was like that.
有一阵子啊，很久之前呢，演那个包青天呢。
And a long time ago, there was this Chinese drama.
很好看。
And it was, I really like watching.
我们在一家一边吃一边看。
And my whole family, we would just surround the TV and we would watch it, the soap opera, while we eat.
那个眼睛都不是看菜的，都是看电视的。
And our eyes no longer focus on what we're eating, but instead the television.
妈妈做了一道麻婆豆腐。
And my mom cooked a dish of tofu and minced meat.
反正电视那么好看啊, 煮什么也没关系了, 就一边塞进去。
And it doesn't matter what she cooked, but as long as the soap opera is good, we just stuff our mouth with food.
因为太好看了, 味道不重要了。
And because television show is too good, I no longer cared about the taste of the food.
在吃的时候觉得有点酸酸的, 但是没关系啊, 反正包青天那么好看, 啊,
and as I was
审那个案, 那个坏人也没有被抓了。
And as I was eating, I taste a little bit sour with the tofu, but I thought to myself, it doesn't matter because the TV show is so good, and I only care about if that judge will judge the bad guy.
包青天演完了。
And now the soap opera is over.
我跟我弟弟跟我妈想说, 今天你的豆腐是不是叫柠檬啊? 为什么酸酸的?
And my brother and I asked my mom, did you add some lemon to the tofu?
原来不是啊。
It tasted kind of sour.
哎呀,原来豆腐坏掉了。
And my mom said, no, it's not like that. It's actually the tofu has gone bad.
坏到也一次先去了,也不管了。
And it doesn't matter if it's gone bad or not. We didn't care. We ate it.
家里完全没有讲话, 就是看包青天。
And we don't even communicate at all. We just watch the soap opera.
所以啊,不会煮菜的,电视开下来啊。 家里吃什么也没关系啊, 他们也不会complain。
And those who don't know how to cook, you just have to turn your TV and no one will complain.
所以啊,现在家人唯一可以一起讲话的时候就是吃饭的时候。
And therefore, for a family, the only time they have time to communicate one another is through meals.
讲讲学校发生什么事情啊?
To talk about what happened in your school today.
讲讲工作发生什么事情啊?
To talk about what happened at work today.
讲讲今天在教会听了什么道理, 听了什么圣经故事啊?
To talk about what you listen at church today, what Bible stories you listen to, or what sermon you listen to.
但是现在呢, 都比较困难啊。
But nowadays, it's a lot harder.
现在可以把第三节怎么改一改呢?
How can we change verse 3?
现在啊,可以把第三节这样讲啊。
Now we can change verse 3 in this manner.
你的儿女啊,吃完饭之后啊,就赶快回去了,围着他的电脑啊。
And it's that after your children have eaten dinner, they will go back and surround themselves around the computer.
你的丈夫啊,你的妻子啊,回到家里还在上网啊,不跟我讲话。
And that your wife or husband, when you return home, you'll see one another just on the computer, and they'll not talk to one another.
大家都好像一个电脑的呆子啊。
And everyone is just like a fool staring at the computer.
没有反应, 对人没有反应。
And they don't have any kind of feeling.
所以啊, 要培养感情啊, 就是需要时间。
And therefore, in order for us to have established this kind of relationship, we need time.
为什么教会要一起吃饭?
Why is it that in church we need to have love meals and eat together?
平常要有团契呢?
And why sometimes we need to have fellowship?
就是围在一起啊, 彼此的关心, 彼此的来 勉励,
it's so that when we, for the time, duration of time, when we gather together, we may encourage one another.
所以什么叫做圣工?
And therefore, what is the meaning of holy work?
如果有家庭的来说啊, 最重要的圣工就是花点时间来培养我们的家庭。
In the aspect of family, this holy work that you can do is spend more time to cultivate your family.
每天夫妻好好讲讲话。
And to take some time to really have a good conversation between husbands and wives.
不是讨论电视的节目啊,
not to talk about what happened on soap opera or TV show.
讨论一些有深度的东西啊,
but to talk about more in-depth and deep things.
父母跟儿女也好好讲讲话。
And the same goes for parents with their children.
有一些父亲说, 有啊, 我有跟儿女讲话。
Some fathers would say, of course I talk to my children.
我说儿子啊, 过来, 过来。
I tell my son, son, come over here.
哇, 你看你这个样子。
Look at you.
哇, 我以前30年之前啊, 怎么的。
30 years ago, I was this and that.
哇, 讲了没有3分钟, 儿子就跑掉了。
And not even 3 minutes, the son couldn't take it and just walked away.
所以这里所说的花时间呢, 并不是只是说啊, 要孩子来听我们讲话。
And therefore, when it says when we spend time with our children, it's not just for your children to listen to what you have to say.
只要啊, 我们呢也听听他们的心声。
But also so that we may listen to what's on their minds.
因为每一代之间都很不一样。
It's very different for all generations.
现在十几年就一代了。
Now about 10 or few, 10 some years, it's the next generation.
想法也差很多。
And within these 10 years, thoughts and concepts will change dramatically.
当然真理是不变的。
Of course, the truth will not change.
但是一个人怎么样的思考模式是常常在变的。
But way of thinking of a person will constantly change.
曾经在一次的这个青年的聚会当中。
I remember there was a fellowship of youths.
啊，一个老师出了一个问题。
A teacher gave a question.
说，如果今天你的父母在你中间呢？
And the teacher asked them that if today your parents is among you.
你最希望跟他讲哪一句话？
What is the one thing that you really want to tell them?
因为父母不在嘛，所以讲这种话都很好讲。
And because their parents are not there, and therefore it's very easy for them just to speak of it.
结果有一个青年就站起来了。
And there was this youth that stood up.
眼睛湿湿的。
And he has some tears around his eyes.
他说，如果今天我的父母在这里啊。
And he said that if today, if my parents were here.
我最跟他想讲是，请你啊，多听听我讲话。
And he said, the thing that I want to tell my parents most is that, please listen to what I have to say.
这样大家听了都很感动。
And everyone heard this, they were very touched.
所以真的是需要时间了。
Therefore, indeed, you need to take this time.
全家人好好吃一顿饭。
To have a good meal with the whole family.
全家人好好出去外面走一走。
To have a good outing with your family.
全家人好好的一起上教堂，一起在教会做圣工。
And to all come to the church together and to do the holy work together.
我们来看诗篇128篇第五节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 128 verse 5.
愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you from Zion.
为什么说愿神从锡安赐福给我们呢？
Why is it that it says we need to be blessed by the Lord from Zion?
锡安代表什么呢？
What does Mount Zion represent?
锡安的代表神的家。
Mount Zion represents the house of God.
神的真教会。
The true church of the Lord.
今天福气在哪里来呢？
Today, where do our blessings come from?
福气啊，是在锡安出来的。
Blessings come from Zion.
一家人找到神在真理里面。
For the whole family to find God within this truth.
神就会从锡安来赐福给我们。
And God will grant us all these blessings from Zion.
然后128篇第五节下半句说，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And then the latter part of verse 5 says, all the days of your life, may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女。
And may you live to see your children's children.
愿平安归于以色列。
Peace be upon Israel.
好，一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
145首。
145.